Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 11, Service to the Lord, Part 2, On the Way to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that Krishna is just like the sun, and Maya, the illusory material energy, is just like darkness. Krishna, Suryasama, Maya, Haya, Andhakar, Jahan Krishna, Tahan Nahi, Mayar Adhikar. One who is constantly in the sunshine of Krishna cannot possibly be deluded by the darkness of material energy. This is very clearly explained in the four principal verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Rite Artam Yat Pratiyeta Na Pratiyeta Chatmani Tad Vidyad Atmano Mayang Yatha Vaso Yatha Tama. What appears to be truth without me is certainly my illusory energy, for nothing can exist without me. It is just like a reflection of a real light in the shadows, for in the light there are neither shadows nor reflections. It is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, wherein it is stated, Vilaj Jamanaya Yasya Sthatum Iksha Pate Muya Vimohita Vikatante Mamaham Iti Durdhiya. The illusory energy or Maya is ashamed to stand before the Lord. Nonetheless, the living entities are constantly being bewildered by this very illusory energy. In his or her conditioned state, the living entity discovers many forms of word jugglery in order to get apparent liberation from the clutches of Maya. But if he or she sincerely surrenders unto Krishna by simply saying once, Krishna Tomar Hai, my dear Lord Krishna, from this day I am yours, then he or she at once gets out of the clutches of material energy. And this is also confirmed in the Ramayana Lanka Kanda, wherein Lord Ramachandra says, Sakrideva Prapanoyas Tavasmiti Chayachate Abhayam Sarvada Tasmai Dadami Etad Vratam Mama. It is my promise and duty to give all protection to anyone who surrenders unto me without reservation. One may enjoy fruitive activities, liberation, jnana, or the perfection of the yoga system, but if one becomes very intelligent, then he or she will give up all these paths and instead engage in sincere devotional service to Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, also confirms, Akama Sarva Kamova Moksha Kama Udarati Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. So, even if a person desires material enjoyment or liberation, then he or she should engage in devotional service. Those who are ambitious to derive material benefit from devotional service are not pure devotees, but because they are engaged in devotional service, still they are considered fortunate. For they do not know that the result of devotional service is not material benediction, but because they engage themselves in devotional service of the Lord, ultimately they come to understand that material enjoyment is not the goal of devotional service. Krishna himself says that persons who want some material benefit in exchange for devotional service are certainly foolish, because they want something which is actually poisonous for them. The real goal of devotional service is love of Godhead, And although a person may desire material benefits from Krishna, the Lord, being all-powerful, considers the person's position and gradually liberates him or her from a materially ambitious life and engages one more in devotional service. When one is actually engaged in devotional service, he or she forgets one's material ambitions and desires. And this is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, Satyam Dishati Artitam Artito Nirnam Naivartado Yat Punar Artita Yataha Svayam Vidhate Vajatam Anichatam Ichcha Pidhanam Nijapada Palavam. Lord Krishna certainly fulfills the desires of his devotees who come to him in devotional service. But Krishna does not fulfill desires that would again cause miseries. For in spite of being materially ambitious, such devotees, by rendering transcendental service, are gradually purified of desires for material enjoyment, and they come to desire the pleasure of devotional service. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 11, Service to the Lord, Part 2, On the Way to Krishna, recorded July 27, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Gopinath, Gopinath, Shakali Tomara Maya, Nahi Mama Bala, Jana Sunirmana Swadin Nahe Kaya Gopina 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 Gopinath, Gopinath.
Janmaishvarya Shruta Sri Bir Edamana Madakpuman Naivarhati Abhidatum Vai Twam Akinchana Gocharam. Queen Kunti prayed to Lord Krishna, "My Lord, your lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling."